This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Just got the at one thumb hole stock installed yesterday. I am very happy with it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My next guest, he is a young man that thinks for himself. And that's the way we all should be, because, you know, he thinks with logic. And then he takes that logic and he goes places that nobody else seems to want to go. And he preaches that logic. He points certain things out. And it's been a while since he's been with me, but he is back with me now. And I'm talking about Maj Turay of Black Guns Matter. Good evening, sir.
What's up, man? Good to be back. How are you?
I'm good. I was looking at pictures of you getting swole.
You see that? Yeah, I'm getting them gains. I'm on a gains train.
Hey, you getting those gains. I mean, but don't expect me to take a picture with you. I'm not going to, you know. Well, and maybe if somebody on your side knows how to Photoshop. Your video guy is pretty good at video, so maybe he could Photoshop me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you this, and you're going to find a kindred spirit in me because I'm sort of sick of it myself, even though I went. But I met you at a NRA meetup.
NRA annual. Atlanta.
Yes, sir. When I was contacting your people and I was asking if you were going to be there, which I just presumed you would be, you were not.
No, not at all.
Tell me why.
I'm unhappy with the NRA's decisions right now. I believe that, you know, if you're charged with making yourself one of the lead human rights organizations, and your actions and deeds, no one's above reproach, you know, including myself. So if I start leading Black Guns Matter in a direction for urban America that's not, you know, supportive of the Second Amendment and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in general, I need somebody to check me. And I need the people that support our work to kind of fall back, because that's not what the intended, you know, the mission statement is. So I'm not feeling them, being in support of extreme risk protection orders, being supportive of red flag laws. They spent $30 million in 2016 to get President Trump in there. President Trump he's been great when it comes to the economy. He has been horrible for gun owners in America. So they spent $30 million there. In 2017, they gave $40 million to Ackerman McQueen. So in 2 years, you've given away $70 million, and I need the American people to see a return on their investment in regards to the Second Amendment. So the voice that I have is me saying, until certain policies are changed, I'm going to have to sit these things out. You know, I can focus on Black Guns Matter and the work we're doing at Urban America, as well as other things that, you know, the NRA high-ranking leadership, Wayne LaPierre, Millie Hollow, things that they told me directly that they wanted to help us out with. And obviously, we're doing the work in Urban America, but that turned out to be not true. So, you know, where I'm from, you know, we stand on what we say. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you say you're about, you know, forging ahead for the Second Amendment for all Americans, you do that. And I'm a lot disappointed in the NRA over the last few years. And I hope they can, you know, right their ship over there.
Well, you know, from a media standpoint, you're talking about Ackerman McQueen. There's a way to do what they need done a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. There's a way to do that a lot cheaper. I don't understand why, you know, I I watch a lot of British television. Have you ever watched British television?
Absolutely. Luther, it's not on anymore. Luther with Idris Elba is a great show.
Now, did you notice that on British TV, they don't care what the actors look like. They just want them to be able to act. So they don't have the prettiest and the best looking and the most photogenic and everything. They just got the best actors. And, you know, I look at NRA TV, and I see the glitz and I see the glamour. And, I mean, they were at large and in charge in Indianapolis, like they were still large and in charge. Mm-hmm. And I see people like you. I see people like Rick Ector. I see people like, I know Tony Simon. I mean, I see people out there every day doing things and making a difference in urban America and actually taking it to their communities and spreading the word. And do you guys ever get invited to even speak at anything or do anything or point things out or anything?
Here's my gripe with this. They'll invite me to things like hidden backdoor. These are quiet diversity meetings, right?
Right.
Gun Owners of America just endorsed me for I'm running for city council in Philadelphia. Gun Owners of America openly endorsed what we're doing, which is a step in the direction. That's based on our actions and deeds. Clearly, Maj and Black Guns Matter for the last 3, maybe 4 years at this point has been concentrated on urban America and getting people safe and responsible gun ownership. With that being the case, we've done this for 2 years with $180,000 that we raised. We didn't do it. The people did it.
Right.
$180,000, we've been all across the country maybe 4, 5, 6 times at this point. C2C. These guys have said they wanted to commit to $30,000. $30,000, which is a budget. It's like a catering budget. Okay?
Right.
For some events. They told me, we're going to do this even if you hit your $150,000 goal, which was our goal for last year. We had maybe $18,000, maybe $17,000 left to raise for the entire year of 2019. They said, we're down for $30,000. $30,000. You've given away $70 million with no return in the investment. So I'm saying this to say, we are in a space where it's at a certain point, and I hope and pray on one level that Black Guns Matter gets to the level where we're commanding that type of money. What I'm fearful of is that we lose sight of what our goal is. As most big government, big bloated, outsourcing and all of these other different things go, it doesn't take as much money if you're not flying around in private jets. And don't get me wrong, if they got the NFA overturned, if they got the Gun Control Act repeals and things like that,
right,
I would say that every single person involved in that should have their own jet. Let's
right.
be clear. I'm a capitalist. I'm not mad that somebody's making money. I want everybody to make money. More money, less crime.
Right.
With that being the case, I'm mad at people saying, you know, we're going to take these donations and they're going towards lavish outfits. I'm a simple guy. I like nice things. I want a Bentley Continental GT. So if some of the super wealthy listeners want to just happen to gift me one, awesome. However, I can't take the funds that the people have given me. I have to be a good steward over that. I cannot take those funds and turn that into a lavish lifestyle. And I think that the NRA, merged that partnership, some decades ago with Ackerman McQueen, I think Ackerman McQueen, because they helped the NRA a lot. Don't get me wrong. I think they've given them a blank check to do whatever they want.
Right.
That blank check is based on the donations of hardworking Americans, no different than some hardworking American would elect public servants to go speak for the people in Congress, in D.C., whatever. They've gotten ahead of themselves, and they've allowed a vampire vendor to extract tons and millions of dollars from them.
Yep.
If you get a return, it's a bad investment.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Maj Touré, you can find him at his Facebook page. It is official Black Guns Matter page, _ Maj Touré. Go check him out there. And if you want to give to somebody that squeezes the dollar till it screams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out. A lot of bang for the buck at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Maj Ture. He is the head of Black Guns Matter. How many places do you go to when you go into the urban community that is not controlled by Democrats?
Most of them are that's the million-dollar question. Most of the places that we go to are completely controlled by Democrats. Those big cities and those failed policies seem to go hand in hand.
Right.
And it's unfortunate because I believe that, you know, urban Americans, Americans in general, but more specifically urban Americans deserve a bit, you know, a lot more. I mean, at a certain point, though, I can't really be mad at those politicians if the people don't do what they're supposed to do. What the people are supposed to do is say, we're tired of the same, voting out of repetitive fear or tradition.
Right.
We have to try something else. So, I mean, it's like, if I can keep, I remember having a conversation with somebody years ago about when Shaq played basketball. And I remember him saying, that's all Shaq can do is dunk. And I'm like, well, until they come up with a way to stop him from dunking, yeah. the name of the game is to put the ball in the hoop. That's
right.
It. And so if you're not going to do anything to stop the falsehoods or stop that thing, don't complain. It's twofold. So I don't need to change the politician's mind. I need to change the constituents' minds based on freedom and fact. And if they continue to choose the same thing, then you must want the same result. So we approach that twofold. One, we address the community directly and show them, hey, these are the policies, this is the falsehood, this is the freedom. Then let them decide. Then the next phase for us and me is on my individual phase is now in my own city, I go and run for city council. I have to be in position to be that same voice for the people.
Right.
You know, because once you become a public servant, you don't have a voice anymore. My voice is now my constituent's voice. And the story's clear all over the same. They don't want to hear the same Democrat policies. They don't want to. They just need someone that's there. I think we strengthen that. We're changing the mentality and the culture. Now, at least in local politics for my city, at least, not limited to, we use this as a litmus to show. Now we also have someone in position that we can immediately communicate with and support policies that are in alignment with all Americans free.
Philadelphia is sort of an island in the middle of a pro-gun state, isn't it?
Absolutely. We blew in the middle of a sea of red.
So you want to go in and see, listen, you're a better man than me, Marsh. I would not run for office simply because I'd get in so much trouble. Even at my advanced age, I'd get in so much trouble because I can't. Some of the stuff that they do, some of this absolutely illogical stuff that they do and say,
mm-hmm.
I just can't handle it. I cannot handle it.
I'm fully prepared to get in trouble. I'm fully prepared to. You got to think. I think of it like this, right?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there's contradictions with some of the things that the founding fathers did. Obviously, okay. On one level. We're saying freedom for all, but at the same time, slavery is happening. So I want to make sure, I want to get that point out of the way first. If some people think, again, like I said earlier, nobody's above reproach. Nobody's above critique, right? But at the same time, when you talk about getting in trouble, you got the founding fathers to this nation. If this goes wrong, if we don't win, we are hanging from someone's noose. That's how that goes. George Washington and those guys in 1775 when the British said, yo, go ahead and send them rifles back. You know, we banned those. Send them back. And they said, nah, no thank you. 1776 revolution. At the time, George Washington and the squad was going up against the most powerful military in the entire world.
Right.
With just regular guys, regular women, regular folks. You know, there's a great book by Brian Kilmeade called George Washington's Secret Six. You know, so we got, when you talk about getting in trouble, I'm cool with some trouble. You know, Dr. King was a troublemaker because he knew what was right. Of course you're going to get labeled a troublemaker when you oppose the status quo. I'm cool with trouble. It ain't a shootout. Ain't nobody in city council going to pull out a gun and try to shoot me. So I'm fine with this trouble. I'm fine with saying the people of Philadelphia, the American, you know, specifically, but in a bigger scale, the American people are tired. That's the reason why Trump got elected, because he's not the same type of dude. right? The American people are tired of the same play games. Obama was the most polished. I love old President Obama. Don't get me wrong. Good father, good example for young African Americans to look at in regards to you don't just have to be a basketball player or an athlete, right?
Right.
You can
right.
be a president. And that part, Letters, The Audacity of Hope is a great book. He was the most polished, cool politician I've seen in a very long time. He was horrible for the American Constitution. Horrible. Saying this to say, I would rather have a goddess or a woman that's rough around the edges, that don't fit the traditional mold, that's going to create some trouble, but at the same time will respect that oath to the Constitution and have a thorough respect for human rights, property rights, natural law, the people. If that got to be me and I got to look like unshaved, not super polished, with a pair of Nike boots on to get it done, then so be it. I would rather have ugly truth than beautiful lies every day of the week, twice on a Sunday.
I don't know now. You know, casual fashion is coming in. And, I mean, the boots and the Yeezys and all that. I got Yeezys. I mean, no kidding.
That means you got to run for office.
Because I have Yeezys?
Yeah, because
we're I got human race
coming
too.
Back in style, my brother. We're right at the precipice of us getting right back in style.
Yeah.
Beards are in, dude.
Well, I don't grow a beard because my bald head is so big that if I grew a beard, I'd probably be shot because I look like a Sasquatch or something. So I don't do that. But when we get back, I want to talk to you about urban schools.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've got a couple of questions about urban schools because a lot of generations have been lost. There's a generation of young black men out there that the only family they have, the only kind of family they could find, the only kind of acceptance they could find was in a gang.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lost. They're lost. And every time I hear an Andy Gunner come out there, well, it's for the children. And yet in the inner cities where what it was life expectancy for a kid in a gang, what is it, 18, 16, what is it?
It could be like lower than that, man.
Yeah.
The thing about gangs is,
well, let's talk about that. We got 15 minutes. Seconds, rather. Let's talk about that in the next segment. Maj Sheree, you can find him at the official Black Guns Matter page, underscore Maj Sheree on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr will not show up at a House Judiciary hearing on Thursday. That's according to a committee aide. Barr's main reason for not showing up is that the hearing would have allowed an extra hour for committee lawyers to question the Attorney General, not congressmen. Now, the Attorney General did testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. On that committee is Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, and he believes...
Well, I think it's an insult to the members of the House. Does the chairman think his House members aren't competent enough to cross-examine or to examine the attorney general? They got to rely on staff.
Venezuelans are out in full force on Wednesday in what opposition leader Juan Guaido promises to be the largest march in the country's history. This comes a day after Guaido called for Venezuela's military to force out President Nicolas Maduro, and the Fed Reserve announced they're going to be keeping interest rates steady for an extended period of time. This is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, Nuriva.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, if I turn up my mic, I am semi-professional. If I turn it up, I can tell you. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Maj Ture from Black Guns Matter. And before we went to break, we were talking about the inner city schools, which are always, you know, these areas where these kids are expected to try to get educated. They have maybe one parent at home if they're lucky. And tell me about the inner city schools. First of all, how violent are they? Because we hear all the time about all of these rampage killings and everything, and those are bad. But what kind of a environment does an inner city kid go to school in?
So here's the irony of it. The schools themselves in urban America, at least, you know, when I was going to school, there isn't as much terror and foolishness as some certain parts of the media would have to portray as far as in the school. I mean, fights and things like that, yeah. But as far as, like, shootings and all that other good stuff, no. One, because a lot of urban schools have metal detectors. That's number one. Number two, the lack of access to certain information and books and civics and things like that, there's still certain things that don't generally happen in schools in urban America. So kids bringing a gun to school, probably he forgot in his book bag. He has it for protection, you know, for the neighborhood outside of school. That's that thing there. But I think the biggest thing, or one of the more damaging things, is the fact that there's been a systematic attempt and approach to making sure that civics are removed from the schools. A lot of these older schools, you know, from especially in urban areas, they got like gun ranges in the basement that they don't use anymore. They now storage facilities. The things that are missing is because, okay, you take, you know, home ec out of the schools, men or women learning home ec. You take trades out of the schools. You take civics out of the schools. You take firearm safety training out of the schools. That's a holistic approach to make sure that you're taking, it's like playing Jenga. You're just taking certain building blocks away from young people to give them options. And then in turn, now there's communities where those jobs for trade, for laboring, for plumbing, for electrician, for whatever, you know, textile manufacturing, all those jobs now leave. Now that person has to spend money as they grow to either go to college and or get a job that's outside of their neighborhood. This is a holistic approach to making sure that young people aren't turning into very solid, well-rounded American citizens. So it's a holistic approach. The reason why that hits urban America so hard is because urban America is where there's the most population. Chicago, New York, 8.5 million people. So it's about making sure in those big centers where there's a lot of people, there's a very little attempt to make sure that those people are well-rounded, you know, people that are patriots, to be perfectly honest. So those are some of the bigger things that's wrong with, you know, those schools. But as far as like the violence, again, when you hear about these mass shootings, it ain't happening in North Philly where I'm from, because then you got a security detail there. You know, the students there, you know, we got it rough in our neighborhoods, but we find other means. Kids may still play basketball. They play video games. I know some people look, you know, down on the video games and things like that, but that gives them certain outlets. My point there is, but the question that you had, or we were talking about before the break, right, tying that into gangs, right? Sometimes, you know, you got rest in peace Nipsey Hussle, who was just murdered a few weeks ago, okay? Sometimes gangs...
Let me tell everybody who Nipsey Hussle was. Nipsey Hussle was a guy in the hip-hop community. He did a lot of community outreach and everything else. He was in his 30s, wasn't he? I mean, he was a mature man, and he fell victim to street violence for, do they even know why?
So the overarching theme was he told the guy that was a bad guy in the community, hey, man, we don't really want you around my place of business. And the guy came back and killed him in front of his place of business.
Right.
Now, mind you, Nipsey turned his life around, was a convicted felon, turned his life around. Clearly, he's a benefit to society now, creating jobs, community centers, all these different things, but he doesn't have the means to defend his life. Nor the felons that he hired, who were his friends and other people, nor those guys could carry to defend their life, to defend his or their lives during that time.
Was he in L.A.?
He was in Compton. Yep.
Compton,
we went to his shop
last
week in the, L.A. Compton and L.A. County.
Right.
But that point there is twofold. You have a scenario where you have a gang member that is using those familial relationships to turn the community into something more powerful and positive, right? So it's not always a negative. These, like you said earlier, these are family members in essence from extended family is a better way of saying it. You know, we just have to get those guys to understand, and this is happening at Black Guns Matter, gang members, drug dealers, felons, convicts, all of these guys come to our classes. These are guys that have turned their lives around. We can't shun Americans that may have made some bad choices in their life or are only going to the choices that they feel like they've been presented. What we have to do is still reach out to those Americans, and you'd be surprised how many of those guys, really with the right information and the right, given that opportunity, how many of those guys, you know, will turn their life around. So it's a twofold here. So on one level, we want to make sure that these people, you know, our people, Americans, are we're respecting the culture of the environment. CRIP is what Nipsey Hussle was and is. CRIP originally stood for Community Revolution in Progress. BLOOD stood for Brotherly Love Overcoming Oppressive Domination. These are the origins of these gangs.
Right.
Okay? So we have to make sure that, no different than I said earlier about any organization, I don't care if law enforcement, the NRA, BLOOD, CRIPS, BGM, doesn't matter. If your intended mission statement and objectives are clear and beneficial for the community, we have to make sure that as a people, even if that culture is different, we have to make sure that okay, he's a Crip, he's a rolling 60s Crip, that's their culture. How can we tie that culture into something productive for the community? I don't care how you identify with it. If you're a law enforcement officer, if your culture is I put this uniform on, I go outside every day to catch actual bad guys, robbers, rapists, and homicides. I'm not going to be mad at you because I'm from urban America. You put that uniform on every day to catch rapers, robbers and bad guys, okay? With that being the case, if you try to then, because you got this blue color on and you got a badge and you want to treat everybody like they're your subject, you're not a law enforcement officer. You're a thug. And we handle you as such. Justice, balance, freedom, liberty, and maintaining the standard or that mission statement of what our intended purpose to make freedom be the highest alignment, that is our purpose. Regardless of if we agree or disagree, he wanted to go be a cop. Yeah, because somebody he knew got robbed and he wanted to protect against that. You know, your job description or your cultural background, if it's steeped and consistently maintained in the guise and understanding of freedom, we good all day. We just have to make sure that we remember one thing. All of these people, right, regardless of urban, suburban, rural, whatever, we're all Americans. We all want to support and strengthen freedom, make our union and our republic stronger, and let that be our guiding light. Anything else could be a potential sidebar.
There you go. I want to hear about the debates you go through when you're running for office. Do you still have that young man? Maj had this young man that was this Cracker Jack videographer, and he wanted to check my camera because it was brand new, and he did. And he did some stuff to it that I couldn't. I had to go watch a YouTube video to figure it out. You should let him video your debates. I'm sure they would be very entertaining. You hang on for me. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Nutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Maj Ture of Black Guns Matter. I don't know if you know this, but in the background, I've been texting the young lady who sets everything up for you. Okay. I may have just made you an offer you can't refuse. We'll see.
Okay. Maybe. We'll see.
And if you don't want to do it, that's perfectly fine too. But you know, I think.
What is it? Oh wait, did I spoil the surprise?
Well, no, I don't mind telling you what it is. I think you ought to come over here and come join me on a regular basis, and we ought to have a segment called The World According to Black Guns Matter. And, you know, let's find out where you've been, what you've been doing, what the effect is. And let me explain to you why. You are doing what you do on a budget that is probably on par with what some of the higher paid members of NRA TV make for a salary.
Yep.
I'm talking about the individual personalities now, not the organization, just people. And when you actually go somewhere, It's the same thing as, I mean, you're landing on an embattled area.
Correct.
With talking to a bunch of people who may not know that they have options. They may not know the history behind some of the things you're talking about because, like you said, they didn't get taught that in school and everything. And you come in and you, I believe the term now that everybody's talking about on Instagram anyway, you are relatable, so they can relate to you. And when you show them the other way, you make them think, which is that's very difficult to get people to do nowadays. So for me, rather, you know, I could write you a check for $50, $100. I'd rather give you just, you know, part of the show and just let you come in. And I mean, we'll talk about all the other stuff you can do with it or anything else, but I would enjoy it just because, you know, I'll just keep looking at pictures of you getting swollen. I'll be like, I got to get buff for the next time I pose for a picture with him.
Because when the picture happens, that's another thing. When the picture happens, people go, man, summertime pulls it all out. We're going to see who was working over the winter.
That's right.
Summertime shows up. So, yeah, I like that idea, though, for sure.
So you talk with your people about that. Let's talk about when you go in there. So when you go in there, typically who are the kind of kids or people that you're reaching out to that show up and come check out Black Guns Matter? What's their background? Are they kids? Are they gangbangers? Are they people from the what are they?
All of that. So we've had take our last class in Compton and Inglewood. We did two classes last week. I went surfing for the first time, which was interesting. But in that class, we had a mom and a daughter. You know, obviously the daughter was about 19 years old, and the mom was, you know, older. And they had both never touched a firearm before. They came to our class in Compton. In that same class, we had Tommy Lahren from Fox. We had people from Chicago. We had people from actually from Inglewood, people from Long Beach. We had some law enforcement, you know, guys that have been on the force for 20, 30 years come and talk and give perspective. We had children there, literally in the front row. You know, so our classes are actually a really good sample size portion of what America looks like. I mean, obviously, you know, there's different ethnicities. If the area is predominantly black, it's going to be mostly black people. If we're in Denver, it's going to be mostly white people. Denver's predominantly white, whatever. But as far as like age groups, different demographics, what we generally get is people that want to learn, that want to be able to potentially defend their life if need be, you know, how they can do it lawfully, how they can protect themselves, single women, single dads, you know, stay at home dads, guys that may have, I know a single dad that comes to our classes that has full custody of his children during the week, and on the weekends he goes to the range, you know, so. It's a melting pot of hardworking Americans, primarily, not limited to, from urban America, that just want information. And for us to be able to, you know, for you guys that are listening, to be able to say, okay, we're going to pay it forward. You guys have given us $182,000 that we gave away. To your point earlier about, you know, the salary of maybe one big organization's, you know, commentator or something like that. Yeah, we raised that money, but we gave it away to the people. On purpose, deliberately, to make the Republic stronger, you know. And so those are the people that come to the classes. And, you know, shameless plug, but anybody that's listening that thinks that this is important, please shoot over to our GoFundMe page. I mean, most of our work is done from individual donors, small donations, $50, $20, $10, $5, $500, doesn't matter, you know. But again, that's separate than my MajForPhilly.com campaign.
Right.
Running for city council. I got to say that because, you know, campaign finance laws is a whole different animal.
I didn't expect you to not dot the I's and cross the T's.
Right. You know, so, you know, if anybody feels like, hey, man, this, I think something important, I would like to see this continue in, you know, New Orleans or Chicago or even in your town, you know, please hop on GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com/Black Guns Matter and just pay it forward. But for the most part, it's just hardworking people that just want to be able to participate in something that they've heard about, and they just kind of want to see. And because there's no barrier to entry, there's no, you got to pay for our class, and because we're very basic, we are 101 for this, we just get so many people that know that they're coming to a space where their culture will be respected, they'll get solid information, and they'll leave feeling empowered.
Well, you know what? One of my things I have against the Democrats is the Democrats play this identity politics thing. And when I was in the military, we played identity politics too. I was in the Army. I was a soldier, and I was in the Army with a bunch of soldiers. And I took an oath to defend a bunch of people that just fell under one title, you know, just Americans. And with all of this identity politics stuff, and I got out of the military in 1990. How old were you in 1990?
Man, how was I even? I don't know. Math wasn't my strong suit.
I got you.
I was alive.
Okay.
Because I remember there was one of my favorite movies came out. I remember I was little, and one of my favorite movies came out. When I saw it, Coming to America.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised that you were alive in 1990. You don't look that old. But anyway. I have sat back since then, and I have wondered to myself, did I enable all of this machine that has gotten so big that nobody matters in this country anymore? And all of these people that have been lied to and everything, and it's not just black people. It's definitely black America for the most part, but Now look at what's happening. They're, the Democrats, are, Black America is waking up and saying, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they want to wait a minute, now they want to open the borders and bring in another minority mm-hmm. class in there that maybe won't, will just be deaf to reality again. So I look at that and it just irritates me. It just irritates me to no end. I just can't stand it.
It's what I call a beautiful ugly.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful uglies are things that, when you look at the precision of it, the chess move is amazing. The strategy of it is beautiful. The intent and the potential outcome is ugly. It's ugly because it uses entire groups of people as fodder. It insults the intelligence of other different groups. And it, like you said, it creates a space where, you know, the status quo is, if we can only, we only want you as long as we can use you
right.
for our thing and our agenda, as opposed
right.
to let's use each other to strengthen our overall republic. That's the balance. That's the type of America that we need to strive for. Well, we're honest about the contradictions that we've had as a nation, because it's not about acting like it didn't happen. We're honest about those contradictions. We point them out. We remember them and we never forget, so we don't do it again. Not that we stay victim, like, oh, well, this happened, so I got to stay here. There is, that's why that system of checks and balances is very important, because it's more of a thought process. It's, hey, we don't want tyranny to happen. Tyranny's happened before in every,
right.
you know, world history. You know, so we want to keep these things in place and remember even our shortcomings so we don't repeat them in the future. And that's the type of America that I think a lot of younger people, like when you said the Black community's waking up, we're going, yeah, we've been voting for you guys for however long, and it doesn't mean it has to just be a mass exodus.
I'm running out of time, Maj. I'm running out of time. Get your people to call me and let's get something going.
Absolutely. I'll talk
Thank
to
you, sir. Thank you for coming on the show. Maj Touré, Black Guns Matter. Find him on Facebook. Coming up next, writer Dean Weingarten coming live from Australia. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.